It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want as we launch here into the second hour of the program. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
1-855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We will give you the features on the site. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. For those of you just tuning in, we talked in the last hour about sugar babies and sugar daddies and sugar mamas. There's at least one website out there that helps bring them together. You post your ad if you're a sugar baby or a sugar daddy or mama, and you include, you know, information about yourself, photos, and how much money you're willing to spend or how much money you're willing to receive for services that are pretty much centered around sex, at least according to one of these young ladies. And, you know, as I pointed out before, it's fine with me. I have no objection to these websites existing, and if this is how people want to arrange themselves, that's fine, too. I just wish everyone would be left alone who is engaging in prostitution. Of course, these people are claiming it's not prostitution because it's a relationship. But I bet if we had a prostitute, like an out-call girl or an in-call girl kind of prostitute, call in here who has regular clients, she'd tell you that at some level it's almost like a relationship, because if you have the same client again and again and again, then you know, there's some level of relationship building that inevitably has to go on there, right? I mean, not like you love the person, but I don't think any of these girls necessarily love the person. I mean, when you collect your $5,000 check up front for the first month, or $10,000 or $20,000 in some cases, that's not love. That's just a business transaction.
Well, it's kind of old-fashioned if you think about it, because marriage, for example, used to be very similar to this.
You mean like arranged marriages? Or?
Well, I mean, marriages weren't always like they are today. American marriages have kind of evolved, and they're all about love today, right? But marriages used to be about having someone to take care of you.
As far as the woman is concerned?
Yeah. Marriages used to be business agreements, which is why a lot of people had mistresses, because they had somebody who was a husband or wife, and they served a different purpose than somebody on the side.
Your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE. Again, it could just be about prostitution in general, which, you know, is the oldest profession in the world. It's not going away. It doesn't matter what kind of enforcement that the police do. And it almost seems like, have you ever seen these undercover videos where the cops are enforcing prostitution laws?
Yes.
It's almost like they enjoy lecturing people. Because it seems like whenever they bust some John for going after the undercover, usually it's a reverse sting, like the cop is the undercover agent, or the cop is undercover as a prostitute, and they pick up John's, and they get in the car, and they cut a deal, and then the cops pull the car over. I don't know where I was going with that. But with prostitution today, a lot of it is on the streets. Or a portion of it is on the streets, actually a small portion. And most of it goes on, you know, in hotel rooms, and it goes on, you know, out-call services, in-call girls that you can contact. You get their phone number from somebody, or you get a referral from somebody who knows them, and that's how if you're going into a city to do business, you've got a girl there in that city, that sort of thing. And these are girls that don't really get busted that often, because it's a lot harder for the police to kind of penetrate, if you will, into that particular circle. It's on the street. It's easy to catch them. You just go to the right place in town, you know, where all the prostitutes hang out, and that's where you find them. But the out-call, in-call girls are a lot harder to track.
I don't really feel too terribly sorry for a street John getting arrested. I mean, I do agree that...
I do. I mean, usually there's desperate guys.
John? I don't think you know what a John is.
A John's
like
a client.
Like a pimp?
No, a John's a client.
A John is also a pimp.
Never heard that one.
Well, it definitely is.
Really?
Yes. We're thinking of two totally different things. A John, I've watched documentaries on street prostitution, and I have always heard them referred to as Johns. The guys who abuse the girls.
Well, yeah,
and...
I don't feel sorry for someone who's abusive, no.
Okay, well, so that's what...
You're talking about a customer abusing or a pimp abusing?
No, a pimp is also called a John.
Well... I bet if we look, I'll have to look into that one. I don't have time to.
I'm just telling you, I watch a lot of documentaries,
right.
and
I believe. You.
I mean, I've heard them referred to as Johns. So
definition number three: a person who uses the services of a prostitute.
So there's two definitions of. Well, I don't feel bad for the pimp Johns.
Gotcha.
See, I thought you were saying that you felt bad when undercover pimps got arrested, and it's like street pimps treat their prostitutes pretty terribly.
I imagine the pimps are fairly fairly safe as far as, you know, from arrest.
Yeah.
Because they're not out there cutting the deals with the girls. It's the cops go after the easy bait. You know, the cops are bullies, and so they're going to pick on the people that are the easiest to pick on. And that's the Johns
and
the girls.
And prostitutes are not willing to turn in their pimps.
Well, hell no. If they get out of jail, he's probably going to kill them.
Yes. And they also, generally, in a lot of cases, pimps will go after young girls, like 12-year-old, 13, 14, who, you know, maybe runaways and stuff. So they feel like their pimp really loves them. They call him daddy, and they feel like he really is a daddy, so they don't want to turn on him.
Now, looking through here, Julia, I don't see it anywhere. You're going to have to find more evidence
Show you this.
Yeah, I want to see where it is that a John is described as a pimp, defined as a pimp, because I've never once heard that. 855-450-FREE. Tell us your experience. Are you a prostitute? Have you been a prostitute? Have you been an escort? Have you used the services of a prostitute or an escort? 1-855-450-3733. Well, we have got other things to explain to you tonight, and still to come. Actually, Julia, we totally blew it earlier tonight. We both were talking about how we were going to talk about the breast pump story, but I guess they did that last
night.
So the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing here in this case, because neither of us are on the Sunday show.
The thing is, I'm used to, the Sunday show is fairly new in its current form, where it's actually a radio show. Mm-hmm. So the way it used to be is Free Talk Live was 6 nights a week. You did every night. So I would, you know, I tell you what I want to talk about. And you would say, oh, we read that on Thursday. Oh, we read that on Friday.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I didn't even think to look at the site. And then I looked at it, and I saw it at the top. So I apologize.
If you want to hear about the breast pump, just go to last night's episode over at freetalklive.com, grab the Sunday show, and Stephanie and Mark addressed that. And I can't imagine Stephanie and Mark would have said too much different on that particular issue. There are a number of issues where we'll disagree with just between you and I or between us and them. So we'll skip that one. And instead, coming up, Julia, you're going to tell us about a runner in New York City who was harassed by the police. But first, an update on the girls from Femin, who I think are just incredibly heroic and very beautiful. The Ukrainian women that we talked about previously have been arrested a number of times for doing topless protests in Ukraine. And they've done it again. Now, there's the news today over out of Russia is that Putin has been reelected. And apparently, during the election, these girls staged a protest. This is according to RT.com, after the Ukrainian activist group Femin disrupted voting at the Moscow polling station where Vladimir Putin cast his ballot on Sunday, Russia's Federal Migration Service is considering declaring them persona non grata. Three Ukrainian women posing as reporters entered the polling station, approached the ballot boxes, then abruptly stripped to the waist. The topless activists, their chests emblazoned with anti-Putin messages, chanted obscene slogans and lunged at the ballot box just 20 minutes after the premier left the building. So they actually went to the place where Putin cast his own vote and then proceeded to attempt to steal the ballot machines from the premises. The Femin members then made an apparent attempt to steal the electronic box in which the presidential frontrunner had just cast his ballot, disconnecting it. A local election committee later took the decision to replace the device. Activists had the slogan, "I steal for Putin," scrawled on their torsos, an apparent satire on the slogan, "Tear to shreds for Putin," used by pro-government movements, which have sought to exploit the sexuality of their female activists to whip up support for the Russian leader. Of course, I can't stand it when politicians are called leaders. But all that said, the Moscow court sentenced the women to administrative detention, with the offenders getting terms of 5, 10, and 12 days behind bars, which seems pretty light for the Russian police. These guys are pretty intimidating-looking dudes. And these ladies have some real, they've got some real courage in order to do the kinds of things they're doing, like with the Russian cops, who are not known for being the most, shall we say, light-handed when it comes to how they arrest people. Seriously ballsy move on these girls' parts. If the Federal Migration Service decides the presence of Femin activists in Russia is undesirable, the Ukrainians will be expelled and might be barred from entering the country in the future. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything that you want. I watched this commercial, by the way, for this pro-government commercial that's exploiting women. It's pretty pathetic. More coming up here. 855-453. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Available now. 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. That's RAJAMOJO. Raja Mojo.
I am the genius. Take away everything you can get. Keep them all over this affordable set.
And they call it democracy.
I had enough of green lies from fascist, psychopathic, genocidal corporation. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
What they're saying.
What are you watching?
It's these girls from Femin.
Sounds dirty.
Taken away. Well, that's what they said in the article here, is that they were obscene slogans. But they're saying it in Russian, apparently, or Ukrainian. So we have no idea what they're we have no idea what we just put on the air. But this is what they were yelling while they're going in to steal the ballot boxes from the voting location where Vladimir Putin cast his ballot. Of course, they're, as in true feminine style, stripping off their tops. While they're doing it, there are messages that are have been scrawled on their torso. And again, I have no idea what it is they're saying, but these ladies are some of the bravest activists I've ever seen. At least in my lifetime. Obviously, there's a lot of brave activism that's happened over the years. But to, you know, to be little and female and to go up against the Russian cops, I mean, these guys are hulking behemoths in comparison to these ladies, and they're manhandling them and grabbing them and, you know, just not treating them very nicely in these cases. But what was interesting was they link over to another news story here at RT.com where they're talking about the Russian girls in this particular, in Femin, the protest group, are kind of making fun of this other campaign, the Tear to Shreds for Putin campaign, which is basically a pro-government campaign. Here's a story from RT. The Putin Army is a new women's society that unites beautiful and self-confident young girls who believe that Putin is a trustworthy and honest politician, as well as a magnificent man, the group's official webpage says. Dubbed Putin's Amazons by the press, the Prime Minister's young fans claim that their aim is the politician's return to the presidency. In order to help him, the group is ready to employ all possible means, erotic rather than political, it seems. In the address published at their webpage, the activists are encouraging young girls to join their ranges and promises the novices fame and popularity. First, candidates are invited to take part in the competition called I'll Tear Anyone Apart for Putin. The participants have to shoot a video showing how they are tearing anything apart for the Prime Minister. The winner is promised a new iPad 2. The sample video, which has already gained more than 100,000 views on YouTube, portrays a girl tearing apart her T-shirt. So as you can see, they're using the sexuality of these women to pander for this particular politician. I mean, it's the most obvious in-your-face, let's use sex to sell a politician thing that I've ever seen.
Yeah, they don't really do that in that way in the United States at all.
No, not at all.
Politicians here are just old, boring-looking men.
This is really, kind of a desperate attempt on Putin's part. And of course, he did end up winning the election, and there's all kinds of allegations of voter fraud and all that sort of stuff there. But according to, let's see, the story here, it's not the first sexy demonstration in Putin's support. Back in October of 2010, students from Moscow State University posed for an erotic calendar, especially for Vladimir Putin's birthday. Each model is pictured with speech bubbles saying things like, "How about a third time?" referring to rumors he could run for the presidency again, or simply, "We love you." Now, we've seen just despicable politician worship from people in this country. There's no shortage of that. There's no shortage of people who, you know, during the Obama campaign believed that this guy was going to be somehow different.
Obama girl.
Right, from George Bush or John McCain or whoever, right? Obama girl and all these other, you know, young people supporting a political candidate, but never so, you know, blatantly sexually.
Yeah.
As they were doing here in this, so Femin was sort of taking that on with this campaign to, you know, what they're doing with being topless isn't, you know, necessarily appealing to, you know, they're not trying to be sexual, I guess is what I'm saying. They're just topless, and they're doing that because it gets them attention, because for whatever reason people just haven't seen enough pairs of tits in their adult lives,
and they don't have the internet.
Right. Yeah, there's plenty of naked ladies out there that you can look at. But still, you know, doing something topless gets attention, and kudos to them for being able to pull that off, so to speak. 855-450-FREE. And I'm glad they only have to spend a few days in jail, because it would be horrible to see someone go to jail for a long time for doing a protest like that. Let's go to Carson, listening in Philadelphia. Carson, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia. Carson, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind, Carson?
Well, you had mentioned that you wanted somebody to call in and offer some insight into escort services and what the business is like. And as a male escort myself, I thought I would be able to do that.
Sure. Tell me about it.
Well, what would you like to know?
Oh, well, there's so much to talk about. First of all, let me get your opinion on this
piece that we were talking about earlier as an escort, this website we were talking about before, what was it, Seeking Arrangement.com, where they hook up so-called sugar babies with sugar mamas or sugar daddies, and essentially the young person indicates how much money they want, and then, you know, they get it, and they're also, you know, giving sex for that, and supposedly a relationship as well. The site claims that they're just relationships, they're not escorts, or they're not prostitutes. And I say that if you are an escort and you're escorting the same client over time, to some extent, you're going to have to build a relationship with that person at some level. I mean, not necessarily love, but a relationship.
Yeah, that can certainly happen. I will say from my personal experience that I don't have regulars as often as you might think. I don't know why that is. For some reason, I feel like other men generally prefer to keep it as anonymous as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Although I have had a few instances where I did receive, you know, multiple visits. But hold on one second. I'm going to put
you
on speakerphone.
So we're talking with an escort here that is on the line to explain some of the insides of the business that maybe most people don't talk about. So how did you so do you think this is prostitution? I mean, what's going on with this website where they're hooking up the sugar babies and sugar daddies?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Well, do you think it is prostitution on this website we're talking about where they're hooking people up, the sugar babies with the sugar daddies and so on?
Yes, it does certainly sound like prostitution to me.
Right. I mean, nothing like that. Not like there's anything wrong with it, but that's just what it is. So how did you get started?
There's nothing wrong with it.
How did you get started?
Well, I had a friend who was in the business. She lives in southern New Jersey, and she performs dominatrix services. She's not a prostitute in the sense that she actually has sex with anybody, but she she'll walk around the house and ash her cigarette in the guy's mouth or whatever. She told me that she has one guy that likes to be tickled, and apparently that gets him off for some reason.
Right, tie him up, tickle him, whips and chains, racks, etc. Actually, now being a dominatrix, we actually talked with Miss Ann from Indianapolis many years ago on Free Talk Live, and she gave us a lot of details about being a dominatrix. It's interesting because, as you pointed out, it's not actually selling sexual services. So therefore, being a dominatrix, and as far as I understand it, is a completely legal profession.
Is it? While that may be the case, as far as I know, I think that it would fall into the category of a massage service.
Right.
More or less.
If you could stick with us, I've got more questions for you, Carson. Hang on. More with Carson in a moment here. 855-453, and maybe you've got a question for him. Obviously, don't ask him what his number is. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
IRS. The three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. We have news updates. You can get signed up and we'll keep you in the loop via email, Twitter, or Facebook, whichever way works best for you. Over at news.freetalklive.com, keep you in the loop with the latest on Free Talk Live. Once again, that's news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service by which to abide. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software pretty fast. It's easy. You just install it and you're good to go. And within a few minutes, you're up and running. You don't have to fill out any forms. There's no Patriot Act requirements. You don't have to jump through any hoops. You do have to get your hands on some Bitcoins, though, and BitInstant.com can help you with that. You can get Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. Go to BitInstant.com to buy your Bitcoins with cash. And if you're new to the Bitcoin, you still aren't quite sure what all this is about, you can go and learn more over at weusecoins.org. There's a great video there and more information on what the Bitcoin is. Weusecoins.org. Now, I wonder if Bitcoins, which, again, has a potential to be anonymous, you have to go through a few extra steps to make sure that your anonymity is protected. But it is possible to do anonymous transactions with Bitcoin. And I wonder, we've got Carson on the line in Philly, who is a Supperfest escort, someone who is a professional individual who sells, you know, sex for money, basically. And I think that's cool. I think that people should be able to do that. And, in fact, I think that if we did have legal prostitution, that business would be a whole lot safer because there's a lot of dangers that the black market brings to that particular trade. But, Carson, we were just barely beginning a conversation with you about how you got into the business. But I'm wondering, you know, do you feel like alternative currencies are going to have a future in the world of prostitution? Because we know that Bitcoin is being used to buy purchase drugs online, for instance. So I wonder, have you heard about anyone using these sorts of, alternative currencies for prostitution services?
First of all, can you hear me? I'm going through the Holland Tunnel right now in New York.
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Okay, all right. I don't personally know of any instances where that would happen. I can say speak for myself when I say that I would more than happily accept alternative currencies, preferably silver or gold. I don't personally use Bitcoins. I've looked into it. I just haven't taken that step yet, but that is definitely something that I would be willing to consider in the future. One thing that I do know, are you still there, by the way?
Yeah, right here.
Okay. One thing that I do know is that obviously in the business, it occasionally happens that people would be willing to trade drugs for sex. So, if you want to look at that as an alternative form of currency, I think it's a perfectly valid one.
I guess it would be. So let's go back to the beginning again here. You had just begun telling us about your story, that you had a lady who was a friend who was already in the sex business, and that's how you got in?
Yeah, absolutely. Basically, she told me she was making a lot of money off of it, and she said it was really easy and much less sleazy than one might have conceptions. I mean, for example, if somebody's charged with prostitution, in the eyes of the public, they're out walking the streets trying to, give some guy a little sex for $10. But it's not like that at all. It's actually a relatively classy industry, believe it or not. I mean, of course, it depends how you want to go about it. But
I was saying before. I don't know how much of the earlier conversation you heard, but I have heard that it's 90% of the prostitution industry is in call and out call, whereas only about 10% are the streetwalkers.
Yeah, I don't personally know any streetwalkers, although I can tell you that if you go to 12th and Spruce in Philly, you will find your fair share of them. It's kind of common knowledge.
It usually is.
What'd you say?
I said it usually is common knowledge where the streetwalkers are in any given city.
Those are actually pretty much all, if not entirely, transgendered adult entertainment workers, so they're especially noticeable at times. But I guess.
How old were you, by the way, when you got into this?
I was 21.
21, okay.
Yeah. So I guess, if you're interested, I'll just tell you a little bit about what I do.
Sure.
Okay. So it's really simple. The website that I use is backpage.com. And you just post an ad, and you don't put nude photos or anything like that. But you just basically say, I mean, different people have different styles. All I say is that I'm a nice, caring, compassionate person. I like to take baths, and I'm here for massage services. And I leave it at that. So I post my phone number. I have an alternative phone number that I use to work. Mm-hmm. And basically I just get calls and texts throughout the day or night, which I answer or don't answer at my discretion, depending whether or not I feel like working.
Mm-hmm.
And, when a guy calls, he usually will tend to ask what I do and what I won't do, which is something that I won't discuss over the phone because it can be incriminating.
Right.
I give him the directions to my house or a nearby location and tell him to call me when he gets there so that he doesn't have my address.
I always get confused. Is in call where they come to you, or is that where you go to them?
In call is where they come to you. Out call is where you go to them.
So you're actually having them meet you at your home. Don't you feel like that's risky?
Yeah, it is risky. Generally, I prefer to work out of a hotel room. Unfortunately, I just had to relocate, so I haven't been able to do that just yet. I've from friends who have experience, they never had any problems with it, and so far I haven't either.
Do you have do you employ any security service, or do you handle all that yourself? Because we know that at least with streetwalkers, there's a much higher risk of violence on the part of a John. Somebody who's looking to hurt a girl, for instance, or a guy might find them on the street and then take them to a hotel room, perhaps rob them. Of course, we also know it happens in reverse too, where a pimp and a hooker might rob their job with their client and kind of lay in wait for them at a hotel room as well. I mean, do you have concerns for that?
Yeah, obviously. There are a number of factors, basically all due to the fact that prostitution is illegal.
Right.
The possibilities for something unfortunate to happen to me are basically endless because of the fact that the government has chosen to restrict prostitution and its legality. I think the reason that they've done that is because they're not getting a cut of the money. However, it's in Nevada, I believe, prostitution is legal.
In most of Nevada, it is, yeah.
And I looked into that, and the way to do it legally there is that you do have to work for a brothel. They charge very high rental fees, and the money is also taxed quite highly, from what I gather.
Mm.
And I heard, I don't remember the exact number, but I heard something like 70% of your income ends up going to the brothel and or taxes.
Whoa.
So, yeah. So, I guess there are two sides to every coin, and in some instances, it might be better that it is illegal because the black market tends to be kinder to entrepreneurs than the regulated market.
So let's get back to your process. So you post this website. You posted this website, Backpage.com, and I'm there right now, and it looks like kind of a Craigslist looking website. Is Backpage
exactly
preferable,
right?
Because they don't have the same kind of let's shut down the prostitutes mentality as Craigslist does?
I'm not familiar with that attitude that Craigslist might have. Backpage just seems to be the one that was most commonly recommended to me, and I think there's a generally higher clientele base for Backpage for escort services than there is for Craigslist.
Oh, there actually are categories here. Escorts. There's an adult section. I haven't been to Craigslist in quite a while, but I remember seeing news articles about how they're cracking down or they're removing those categories or something like that. They've been under a lot of pressure from law enforcement. Carson, can you stick with us for more questions?
Yes. However, my phone battery is about to die. Is it okay if I call from another number?
Yeah, call right back. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. And maybe you've got a question for Carson. I imagine he's going to be willing to take your call if you want to make it. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days, 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there, and you can actually control the content of the site. If you find something that you think is interesting, you want to share it with other Free Talk Live listeners, you submit it as show prep, and then others will vote on it, whether they like or dislike the most liked, making it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. So head on over there, get interactive. And we're back with Carson on the line here. He's listening in Philly and telling us some of the details about what it's like to be an escort, or as some might say, a prostitute. Carson, do you have a particular name that that you refer to what you do as? Do you call it prostitution, or is that like a bad word?
No, I call it prostitution.
Gotcha. So, and you've been doing this now for since you were 21?
Yep.
So how long have you been in into this trade?
Actually, not very long. I would say about 3 months.
Oh, okay. And yeah. So you're new to the business. You got brought in by a lady friend of yours who was already doing this, and she kind of showed you the ropes with how to get clients and that sort of thing?
Yeah, and how to act safely. You know, not to reveal any information over the phone, not to meet with clients who don't want to talk to you on the phone, who only contact you through emails or text. It's important to be able to kind of feel them out, to be able to tell if they might be a government agent.
Are there certain things that you ask in order to reveal such information, or is it just kind of like the feeling that you get with the person?
It's more the feeling that you get with the person. I feel as though I probably have an advantage in the industry in terms of not getting caught, because I think that it would be a lot harder for a male cop to pose as a gay person trying to make a call like that.
So,
unless it's actually a gay cop. But, I feel like not that there aren't gay cops, but I feel like the likelihood that there's a gay cop specifically assigned to bust gay prostitutes.
I think you're probably right about that speculation, especially given how homophobic many police officers probably are. They're not going to want to be in that role.
I have a couple questions.
I'm not giving them any ideas if they're listening. But.
Right.
I have a couple questions. Just number one, I'm curious how open you are about your profession with, say, your parents and friends and family members. Is it something you keep quiet?
No, I'm selective about who I tell, obviously. And that's for both safety reasons and ostracism. For some reason, it is a very touchy subject for many people. And, unfortunately, many people are very quick to judge and to sort of penalize people who
right.
do what I do.
Yeah, I understand that. So my second question is, have you ever, talk to a client on the phone and you feel comfortable and then you get there or they get to your house and you don't like it and you've turned them away, they've made you uncomfortable, and I was just curious if you've come across that situation and how you would handle it.
No, I haven't had to turn anybody away, although I did have one instance with a certain client where he got a little physical with me, a little aggressive, and I immediately put a stop to it and said, don't do that, and if you continue to, we're going to have a problem. But I am armed at all times, and I feel like I would have some control over that situation.
So normally you head off the questionable ones before you meet them at the hotel room, is what you're saying. You do the phone interview, and that's a good filtering process.
Yeah, definitely. Although, like I said, with this particular guy in question, there's no way to know that he would have gotten as physically aggressive as he did.
Right.
Just from a phone conversation. But thankfully, like I said, I am armed and I'm very vocal about my feelings and if I feel threatened or somehow taken advantage of or like I'm being coerced into doing something that I don't want to do.
All right, so you get put your ad on the website backpage.com, and I'm looking here at the site, and I see that there are photos. Do you photograph yourself to increase the likelihood of a contact?
Yeah, absolutely. It's important to do that. However, I do have a system by which I operate with regards to that. I don't post any naked pictures or semi-naked pictures. And I don't post any pictures that I haven't already posted elsewhere publicly, for instance, my Facebook profile, things like that, so that if perhaps charges are brought against me, there's at least some hope that I could argue that the photos of me were stolen from another website.
Now, as far as the clients that you're meeting, a lot of people call themselves escorts instead of prostitutes publicly and under the, on this particular website, backpage.com, escorts is what they, what the sections are called.
I don't escort anybody anywhere.
Yeah, I was going to say, have you ever had a client say, I really just want to take you out to dinner? I mean, has that ever happened?
Actually, yes, believe it or not. Now, that wasn't all that they wanted to do.
Clearly.
But it was, afterwards and, they proposed the idea. I wasn't interested just because unless I'm getting paid $250 an hour, which is the rate that I charge.
Wow.
I'm not really willing to go out with somebody that I'm not romantically interested in for, a $20 dinner. But
because, as I understand it, some of the guys that goes to strip clubs, for instance, are very lonely, and they, a lot of them just want someone to talk to, someone to listen to them, and they're willing to pay women to do that, and then, of course, obviously, there's the sex desires that they have as well. Do you find that that's the case at all, or is it just business in, out, you guys want to spend as little time with you as possible, and they're gone?
Well, the rates that I charge are very high. I charge $150 for a half hour mm-hmm. and $250 for an hour. So I haven't had anybody who is willing to shell out that kind of cash for conversation. However, I look at it as I'm helping people, and I don't feel bad about what I'm doing.
You shouldn't.
And I know that I make people happy. And especially, I don't know how other escorts do it, but I'm very compassionate, I'm very warm, I'm very genuine, and, I understand that people find themselves in situations that, I came out of the closet when I was very, very young, so I don't have to deal with the public eye in that sense. You know, I don't have to hide my attraction to men.
Do you think a lot of these men are closeted? Do you think a lot of your clients are closeted still?
Yeah, I know for a fact that a lot of them are. I usually ask them, and they tell me. And that's a big reason. You know, a lot of the people that call me, it's not even that they're so undesirable or socially awkward or anything that they can't sleep with somebody for free. It's more that they have circumstances in their life that prevent them from being able to do that on the radar.
Married? Do you get a lot of married men?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. And some people may find that questionable on moral grounds, but, you know, it's not my decision to make.
I agree. It's not your responsibility.
If somebody wants to do that, and they could just as easily call someone else, so it may as well be me.
Excellent. I think it's fantastic.
I have one more question. I'm curious about the age range. Are they much older than you generally, or does it vary?
It's kind of funny that you mentioned that. Sorry to cut you off.
No.
Good question.
I was actually about to mention an instance where about 2 or 3 days ago I received a call from someone who obviously sounded very young. And I asked him how old he was, and he said he was 18. Hmm. And he told me that he had had some experiences with other male friends of his, nothing too intimate, but, you know, some like mutual masturbation kind of thing. And he said that he enjoyed it, and it was something, you know, basically he wanted to experiment with me.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, you know, really nervous, and just he sounded like a really sweet, sensitive guy trying to figure himself out. And, you know, I'm more than happy to help him do that. In fact, you know, when I mentioned my rate, I kind of felt a little guilty, and that's something that, you know, I might even consider doing for very little money, to no money at all. And
just to break him in, show him the ropes.
What'd you say? Oh yeah,
Just to break him in, show him the ropes.
And the whole time he kept expressing this really sincere and abundant gratitude that I was so kind and that I was so nice and willing to listen and talk to him, which I am with all of my clients.
Well, I have to say you've been very kind to answer our questions. And
yes, it's super interesting.
Yes, it is. And explain a world that a lot of people don't understand. A lot of people have trepidation regarding. They have anger pent up. They just are very confused about this business. And it is a business that is not going to go away, no matter how much police enforcement there is. And Carson, thanks. Be safe out there. And call any time with any of your prostitution stories. I'm always happy to hear about it.
Thanks
for the call, man. More coming up. Hour 3 is next.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.